listener production.
V-Line Fair slashed from today. A probe to tell us what's needed to make the 2026 Comm Games a success and delight as local football netball returns. Hi, it's Lee Jollo with a local news update. Partly cloudy for the Goulburn Valley and border northeast and showers in Gippsland. We're heading for tops of 21 in Shepparton, 20 in Albury-Wodonga and 17 for Warragul. Yes, any V-Line passengers will notice this morning's commute to work is much cheaper than usual. The state government's election promise to slash fares now in effect. The daily cap is now $9.20. For commuter Ryan, the decision between driving or training is an easy one now.
It's an absolute luxury. The big decision collision that most people have is, do we drive or do we get on the train? Well, now there's no longer a decision to make. We're on the track.
But the Victorian opposition are worried the cap could be a short-term thing. Shadow Public Transport Minister Richard Rawdon says a $155 million funding shortfall has them concerned.
We're hoping for the sake of regional Victorians who continually get a very poor deal under the Andrews government that this is just not a smoke and mirrors game.
Canberra will launch a probe into Victoria's preparation for the 2026 Commonwealth Games. The inquiry will look at what investment is needed in new or upgraded facilities, costs and benefits from the events, and planning for accommodation. Our cash-strapped state has had its hand out for more money from Canberra, with the May budget expected to include some funds specifically to help us with the Comm Games. The federal government has set up an expert panel which will advise them on reforms needed to help regional kids keep up at school. Education Minister Jason Clare says Indigenous children, children in the bush and children from poor families are three times more likely to fall behind. Over $2.3 million has been allocated for 176 COVID-19 recovery grants across Australia. They're made possible thanks to a partnership between the federal government and the Foundation for Rural and Regional Renewal. It includes money to upgrade Morwell Historical Society, the Stanhope and District Development Committee, to implement Namurka Toy Library Building Capacity Project, the Alpine Outreach Mobile Facility in Myrtleford, and the Rural and Remote Digital Suicide Safety Initiative in Corryong. And daylight savings is ending this weekend. For those wondering, yes, that means we get an extra hour's sleep. We'll need to wind back the clocks an hour when we wake up on Sunday morning. When doing so, the CFA also asking us we use the opportunity to check the batteries in smoke alarms. Coming into the cooler months, the risks of a house fire increase rapidly. Let's look at some sport now, and with the exception of the Goulburn Valley, local football netball is back this weekend. Gippsland League Round 1 will be a cracker, with most teams said to have recruited well, set to make the comp more competitive than ever. While in the Ovens and Murray, it's a standalone game between Lavington and Wodonga Bulldogs, the two sides most likely to leap back into footy finals this year. Lavington president Mark Sanson hoping the weather gods will shine on us for what is a feature game for the club.
We push each year to try and get a couple of big games early in the season. I think from a club perspective, the best earning games from gate takings and canteen perspective are the ones when the weather's better at the start of the year. Hopefully the sun's out on Saturday, and it'd be great to see a lot of people up having a look and seeing how Wodonga and Lavy shape up.
For GV League fans, it's just one more week to wait, with round one to be held over Good Friday and Saturday.